Well, I spoke earlier with Keegan Latham about his success. Matt Smith, our trainer out there at Warwick Farms, enjoyed a good few days as well. Morning to you, Mass.
Morning, Andrew.
You travelled them around and they got the money for you.
Yeah, no, we don't mind travelling them. We think the race is right for them. So, yeah, we've had a good run this year taking the horses interstate.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know whether you do the form or whether someone around the stable does the form, but you're picking the right races to go north.
Yeah, like, if you're going to travel them, you've got to, everything's got to be right. That's the way I look at it. Good barriers and good jockeys and the right race. So, yeah, when we go, we like to be thinking we're a good chance. So, no, everything went to plan on the weekend. It was good.
The window got the money there, leading all the way and ran away from them there as that track sort of started to get a little bit worse.
Yeah, I think the rating was 6, I think, when we ran, but I'd say it was probably a lot worse than that. He handles the conditions. There's no worries about that. He likes to get his toe on the ground, the window, and it was well ridden, and he was strong, really strong to the line. It's one thing, he's got a lot of stamina, that horse. He'll run further too.
Well, his last couple have been at 2,000. You'd be tempted if there's something else around. Is there something here or in Sydney or in Brisbane?
Yeah, there's a couple of races coming up. There's a 2,200 in a couple of weeks in Brisbane, and there's a 2,400 here in Sydney. So I think while the tracks are soft, you know, we've got to make the most of it. He enjoys those conditions, so we'll get him back to the races in the next 2 or 3 weeks, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. The other winner, I spoke with Keegan earlier. He's just a rider at the moment that's just riding plenty of winners. He steered home Tricky Gal there at Newcastle.
You know, she was good too. We've had to be patient with her. She's always worked like a nice filly. We thought she'd improve with a bit of racing, but so we rode her. To just teach her to settle and get home strong. And I think the tempo was genuine enough in that race. It really helped bring Tricky Gal into the race, and she was strong through the line. So,
yeah,
good effort.
Another provincial, what's your expectation around her?
I think, yeah, she needs to learn how to race. She doesn't know much about it, so we'll go back to the provincials again for class one or a ratings race. And then once we get educated with them, we'll come to town with her, definitely.
Yep, understand. I wanted to ask you about your Canterbury winner through the week, Attorney. I love the way the horse hit the line through there.
No, yeah, you know, he's a really nice horse. He came to us as a colt, and he didn't have his mind on the job at all. So we yelled at him and just taking our time with him. Terry and Henderson from OCI and the owners are very patient. We've been able to just take him on quietly, and he's climatised well, and he'll definitely be better over further. So I think this preparation is just a bit of a learning prep for us and the horse and getting used to what goes on here. And then, you know, next preparation, I'm sure he'll step up to the better class races.
Given it was a soft 6 the other day, you're not afraid of sort of handling the soft anyway?
No, definitely not. We're finding with a lot of the imported horses that they do appreciate a bit of giving the ground. That's one thing, you know, with the way they're bred and the way they race over there. They're always racing on off the track, so they generally do appreciate the wet tracks, and it's a perfect time of year to have them in work now, and especially when you're taking them through their grades and they're not really fully acclimatised, they're just getting used to everything, so yeah, it's perfect at the moment. We'll just keep going with the Attorney for a few more runs and just see where he ends up, but yeah, you know, he's a very promising horse.
I'm trying to find my notes, and I go through plenty of notebooks, as everyone would understand, but I'm trying to find, I think I've changed the book over at the end of the carnival, and I can't find, because you do team up with OTI. I mean, the obvious is Grey Lion, but there's a couple of other high-profile horses that could step up in the spring.
Well, yeah, like Grey Lion is the best-performed horse we have, the Terry and the connections at the moment, and obviously Attorney's coming through the ranks. We have a couple of others haven't raced yet.
Right.
Just coming through the trials, etc. Now, yep. So these imported horses are great to get because you never know, you know, what you're getting when you get them, and some can sprint and some will stay. So it's exciting to be getting opportunity with them, you know, and that's, you know, why we're trying to source them and buy them, because it's just they can win from a mile, they can win to 2,400 metres, just opens up a lot of doors for
Yeah, and it tells you, I guess, you know, with Terry Henderson and OTI, if you're going to get them, they're good quality. They're not buying rubbish, are they, you know?
No, they're buying very good horses. They do a lot of work. They put a hell of a lot of work into it. And so when they buy those horses, they're generally above average. And, yeah, so it's just great to get them out here and get the owners to the races as quick as we can. And, yeah, it's going well.
You got one in this trial or not, mate?
No, I'm all clear. No. A couple of here today.
And that was what I was looking for, and I can't find it, so I've got to give myself up. What was the horse you sent down to Victoria to run in the Warrnambool Cup?
Plymouth Road. Yeah.
Plymouth Road. Yeah.
Super. Yeah. He just trained off a bit. I don't know. He trained off a little bit in the last couple of runs. Maybe that trip might have just taken a bit out of him, a bit more than we thought. So we've sent him for a spell now. Pity, because he generally handles tracks.
Yeah.
It was a soft, but. Yeah, I don't know. He ran very well that day on a good track. So I don't know. Maybe he's getting older and he likes it a bit firmer now. So we've got a couple there for Terry, which is good. And we've got a few nice days in the stable. So we're looking forward to the spring. So it's good.
Good times. All right, mate. We'll let you go. Well done on the weekend. Just wanted to grab for a few words, and we look forward to doing it again. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Andrew. Anytime.
Good on you. Matt Smith out there at the trials of Warwick Farm this morning.